Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, October 28th, 2022, and the doomsday clock just ticked several minutes closer to midnight. In a stunning strategy reversal, Pentagon will no longer rule out use of nuclear weapons against non-nuclear threats, reversing previous U.S. policy going back into the early 1960s. The Pentagon now says, and President Biden now says, they will preemptively use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear threats or conventional armies. This was done on the heels, as being reported today by Bloomberg, after Putin came out yesterday and said that we have no political military reason in a nuke strike in Ukraine and are not planning to use nuclear weapons preemptively. And so the establishment responds here in the West by saying, oh, really? Well, we will preemptively use nuclear weapons against you. The globalists are setting the stage for a limited, if not strategic, planetary war with nuclear weapons that will end civilization as we know it. I've walked through many times what will happen during even a limited nuclear war. It'll crash the economies. It'll create absolute panic, which is part of the Great Reset Plan. Most analysis and most breakdowns by different think tanks and military-industrial complex systems believes that a limited strike has a more than 50% chance of leading to a theater war, meaning in the region, Europe, and that would then lead to a full-on strategic nuclear war. This has been wargamed in Europe heavily. It's been wargamed also in the South China Sea. It's been wargamed between India and Pakistan, which most analysts until recently thought was the number one main vector site that could kick this war off. Now it's no longer India, Pakistan, India, China. It is now the Ukraine proxy war that is now a de facto war between the West and Russia. We're going to be laying more of this out today on this special Friday broadcast. There's a lot of other interesting news, like Elon Musk taking over Twitter and all the freaking out there and the midterms, you know, less than 2 weeks away. All of it is incredibly important. But centrally is the issue of the globalist mouthpieces and the globalist media pushing nuclear war like it's a good idea, pushing nuclear war like it's survivable, pushing nuclear war like it's no big deal, and now the Pentagon coming out and saying, we'll strike preemptively non-nuclear threats. On a scale of 1 to 10 of insanity, this is a 9. A 10 is launching the weapons. This is the globalist taking the safety off the gun. It's now loaded. Their fingers on the trigger. And when you look at the poison injections and the devaluation of currencies, the open borders, it's all part of the Great Reset strategy to destabilize the entire world. This is the time for the people to come together, whether they're conservative, whether they're liberal, whether they're Christian, whether they're Muslim or Buddhist or agnostic. If you like living and you don't want to enter, bare minimum, a new dark age, then we need to stop this right now. A limited war will cause a total financial collapse, which they're already engaged in. They want to blame the collapse on the nuclear war. A strategic war will lead to massive fallout, nuclear reactors melting down and exploding, at least in Europe. And we're talking Chernobyl, we're talking other major meltdowns like we saw a few years ago in Japan, times 10, times 100. And then the statistics and the research shows that a strategic war will probably lead to a full-on strategic nuclear war on a planetary scale. That's why we have to be so concerned and so engaged and so involved. People should be in the streets peacefully demonstrating. People should be at churches speaking about this. People should be going to their city councils. Anywhere you can find a microphone and an audience, this is the number one central issue that the globalists always planned on a nuclear war with Russia to bring in their world government. They've got their deep underground bases. They've got their systems set up. They've got their programs prepared. And they believe that they can come out of this limited nuclear war and establish their technocracy in their new world order. They were unable to get it with their poison shots and their virus hysteria. So now they're moving on to phase two of the war. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday edition. Owen Schroeder and others are coming up. We'll be filing other special reports throughout the broadcast. Please share the live links like your life depends on it, because it does. God bless and good luck. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroeder.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Alex Jones Show on this Friday, October 28th, 2022. And I got to tell you, there are just... It's like a game of whack-a-mole, except all the moles are up out of their hole at the same time. And we've got to find a way to hammer each one with the mallet. And that's what we're going to be doing here today on the Alex Jones Show with myself, Alex Jones, and special guests coming up as well. Before I lay out what's coming up with the news coverage today, because I've got three or four stacks of extremely important news, there's an energy that I haven't felt in a while right now in America, and you may be feeling it and experiencing it yourself, and it's an energy we haven't felt in years. It's an energy of victory. It's an energy of free speech. It's an energy of hopefulness. And really, the midterms coming up in 11 days is going to be either the lid put back on that energy or the lid blown off of that energy, and we move forward with the best Congress in modern day history, if we can get some of these great patriots in, like a Blake Masters, like a Herschel Walker, and so many more, just expanding to the few great patriots that we have in Congress right now in the Republican Party. And then it'll add more fuel to the flame of liberty that burns within the Republican Party. It's completely snuffed out of the Democrat Party. That's why people like Tulsi Gabbard and others have left. And it will make them more emboldened to do what is right, to save this country and speak the truth and move America forward in a way that brings it prosperity and independence for the people. The complete opposite of globalism, the complete opposite of liberalism, the complete opposite of the direction that we have been going. And a lot of that has to do with, obviously, the midterms, but also with Elon Musk officially closing the Twitter deal yesterday, and then with such viral tweets getting a million likes plus, like, the bird is free. Also replying to others on Twitter asking for accounts to be unbanned, saying we're going to be digging into that today. Now, as far as, I mean, this has to be one of the most popular tweets of all time. The bird is freed. Elon Musk, 1.6 million likes. 264,000 retweets. Not even up 24 hours yet. That's got to be one of the most popular of all time. I don't know what the list there is, but that's got to be up there. we might have free speech again on Twitter. And so I've obviously got a stack of news on that. I've got a big stack of news over here with some major developments leading up to the midterms. But the trend continues where liberals and leftists, and this is the genuinely anti-establishment liberal left that may not see eye to eye with you or I politically, but they don't like wars, and generally speaking, they're anti-establishment. And so when you have AOC and Pelosi and now Ilhan Omar and all these other people getting protested at their own event by leftists for supporting war, Elizabeth Warren, so many others, that's a good sign. And I think a lot of that has to do with the boldness and the bravery of Tulsi Gabbard coming out, who's always been anti-war, and saying, I can't be a part of this Democrat Party anymore. They're pro-war, they're pro-censorship, they're anti-American. And that has given other leftists, other liberals, the courage to go to these Democrat events and shout down their representatives saying, we don't want World War III. You ran on anti-war. Why are you now getting us into World War III with Russia? What the hell is wrong with you? So we've got more examples of that. There is a huge development, and I didn't even get to this yesterday, and I'm hoping I'll have time to get to it today. There is a huge development on a January 6th defendant that may be the greatest new evidence. I mean, aside from Ray Epps, aside from all the Antifa people going into the Capitol first that we have on footage, and Ray Epps calling people to go in, and then the January 6th committee says they don't know who he is, and the FBI takes him off the most wanted list, as if that wasn't proof enough that there was Fed involvement. I think that this story of a January 6th defendant might be the most subtle yet obvious proof, specifically when you give it a side-by-side comparison with the fake kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer case and the attempt to launch a similar situation in Virginia when Ralph Northam was the governor there. So I'll explain that coming up as well. We've got a Alex Jones prediction almost 14 years ago to the day. We'll go back to October 30th, 2008. This is in regards to the deep state wanting a war with Russia now, making that clearer than ever, putting all of our lives in danger, quite frankly, the Pentagon and the White House right now, saber-rattling to try to get a war with Russia going, and we're not in a good position as far as geopolitically is concerned, because we're no longer self-sustainable, we're no longer independent. We are a dependent nation on foreign nations. We've shut off our own energy, so we don't even have energy. Biden has drained the strategic oil reserves, so that's a problem too. And then you see the rest of the world power structure backing Russia. And then you see who would supposedly be our allies in such a situation, the NATO allies and the European countries pretty much balking and telling the U.S., yeah, you want war with Russia over Ukraine, you're actually in it alone. Because remember, Ukraine is not a NATO country. So despite all the propaganda trying to sell it like the West has some sort of loyalty or duty to protect Ukraine, they don't. European countries don't, and NATO countries don't. They don't. And the only reason why the U.S. has that loyalty is because of people like Nancy Pelosi and the Biden crime family that have their business deals there, where they send $100 billion to Ukraine, and then where does the money go? Nobody seems to know. And nobody seems to want to know. So that is what's coming up on today's transmission. Plus, we'll be hearing from Alex along the way as well. But ladies and gentlemen, despite all the censorship, we're still here on air. And so that's the good news. They did not expect for InfoWars to still be on air. They did not expect Alex Jones to still have a voice. They did not expect you to still have a voice. Yet here we are, ready for another 3-hour transmission, 4-hour Alex Jones show, and then I'll be also hosting the War Room later today. And that's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, it lays it all out, folks. There's not a better time than right now to purchase this book as a gift and give it to friends and family, because people are thirsty for the truth. They see the world around them and the lies they've been told better than ever. They're looking for knowledge. They're looking for understanding. And this book is a great blueprint for that process, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get the hard copy, and you can get the hard copy signed at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, one day left. We've been telling about the huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 50% off top-rated, top-selling supplements. That only has one day left. So final day for big sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This stack of political news as we are 11 days out from the midterm elections. Such a key election coming up here in 11 days. Hard to believe we're that close. The whole world, the whole process is so crazy. Now that you're actually near the finish line, you're like, whoa, here we are. Now, there's some oddities in the financial news sector here today that I try to understand, and it just really, the best way to describe it is that, again, you're being lied to by the White House, you're being lied to by the American media. And so this was a big story all week long. Shell and Total oil giants report huge profits on high energy prices. And so this was the big talking point is, oh, look, the oil companies are making more money than ever before, and they're trying to blame the oil companies. Well, okay. But it's not even American oil companies. It's European oil companies. And so they're trying to say that this is an American oil problem, and then they're covering European oil companies. So they say, see, look at how corrupt the American oil. Look at how bad big oil is. Look at what they do. And then you say, well, what are they talking about? Oh, European oil companies? Wait, what? So what do you want Biden to do to European oil companies, liberals? I'm just curious. But okay, oil companies making a record profit. Maybe you got a problem with that. Okay, so what happens when corporations, what happens when big businesses, what happens when they make a lot of money? Well, your GDP goes up, you see, because they're selling more products. So they complain that the oil companies are making more money than ever before, but then they celebrate that the White House is claiming that there has been a 2.6% GDP growth in the third quarter. So big corporations, big oil making record profits, bad. GDP going up, good. Those two things are not consistent, obviously. But again, we're talking about liberals, we're talking about Democrats, so consistency is not a concern of theirs, only the party propaganda. So again, oh, oil companies making a lot of money, big business making a lot of money, bad. Oh, GDP up when a Democrat's in the office, good, good, yes, good. Business is making a lot of money, bad, bad, yes, bad, boo, we don't like businesses making money, no good. Ooh, GDP up. GDP up, good. Yes, thank you, Biden. Yes, GDP, good. These are not bright people. But some aren't believing the 2.6 GDP number. Like Wall Street Silver. Can't help but notice those Amazon earnings don't explicitly jibe with the whole 2.6 economic growth thing. How the heck is GDP up 2.6% when these numbers... With these numbers from Amazon, is GDP data fake right before the election? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they faked data before the election. I mean, the GDP, we were already in a recession, technically speaking. So going up 2.6% is still not even getting it back to where it needed to be. So you're still technically in the red if you're looking at it from a percentage growth standpoint. Under the Biden administration, you're still in the red. But see, here's what they do. They tell this big lie, just like the Biden White House did with the gas prices. This is Joe Biden yesterday. So, okay, they say, look how great we are. GDP growth up 2.6%. But if you look at the overall number since Biden got in the White House, it's still down. We'd actually still be considered in a recession if it wasn't for this most recent number. So maybe they faked it to say we're not in a recession. Maybe it's legit. But either way, they're lying by saying, look at how good we've done with the GDP. This is the same thing they're doing with gas prices now. Here's Joe Biden yesterday taking a victory lap on lowering gas prices in clip F.
The most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
So that is as big of a lie as you can make. Water is not wet. The sun doesn't rise in the east. I mean, you know, whatever you want to say. We all know that the average price per gallon in the United States when Biden took office was $2.39 a gallon. This is easily available data. So, gas when Biden took office was $2.39 per gallon, but here's what Joe Biden lies and tells you gas was. Again, here it is. Play the clip one more time.
The most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
So gas got up to $5 after Joe Biden took office. He doubled the gas prices. More than doubled, actually. More than doubled. More than doubled. Even Twitter, which I guess we can't even say even Twitter now since it's owned by Elon Musk, but even Twitter has a fact check on this saying Biden's lying. It was $2.38 a gallon when he took office. He said it was $5. So he lies to you, and the media is not going to call him on it. And he assumes that you're so stupid, you're going to believe his lie. Or really, he doesn't even know what's going on, actually. Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time. So, $5 when I took office. Look, I lowered the gas to $3.39. That's actually a dollar higher than it was when you took office, you jackass. So now they're doing the same thing with the GDP. And they're saying, look, GDP is up 2.6%. Thank you, Joe Biden. No, we just had three quarters of negative GDP growth, which means we're in a recession. And we're still in the red under Joe Biden. And he says, look, we've gained 2.6% GDP growth, which is still in the red. Oh, look, gas is down from $5 a gallon when I took office. No, gas is up a dollar from $2.39 a gallon when you took office. You liar. So it's the same thing with GDP. Oh, GDP up 2.6%. No, GDP is actually down about 4% since you took office. You liar. But, you know, maybe crashing the economy isn't your thing. Maybe it's war. Maybe that's what you like. By the way, before I hit these war clips, in fact, I'll cover the news with the war on the other side. But here's Alex Jones on October 30th, 2008, almost 12 years ago to the day, predicting a nuclear war with Russia in this clip.
They want a major war with an influential world power.
Madmen. I mean, when does it ever end? They're publicly stealing all the money. They're trying to start World War III. They snuck attack Russia a month and a half ago. So they got 10,000 nukes, Topolims, and they're openly, NATO's announced that they have a preemptive strike, that they may sneak attack Russia. And then Russia comes out and says, well, we're going to defend ourselves. And the media spins that and says Russia's threatening to blow the U.S. to kingdom come. That's why the Russians are moving back into Cuba. They're moving into Venezuela. They've moved nukes into Venezuela. They're in the Gulf of Mexico.
Rand and the Carlyle Group are not amused at the fact that the stock market is crashing. And they want a new war to reinvigorate it. They said that...
I mean, that's evil enough, but why can't they pick Venezuela or something? Why does it have to be Russia and China?
And now here we are, once again, Alex Jones.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever.
That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So, nobody wants world war. You would think nobody wants nuclear war. That is, unless you want to see civilization destroyed, you want to see the planet destroyed, and then you think you can take over upon its ashes. Seems to be what our deep state and White House are into right now. U.S. accelerates plan to deploy upgraded nukes to Europe. That's nice. Let's just move a bunch of nukes around the planet and threaten nuclear war. That's what the people want. You'd think we'd be beyond that by now as humans in the information age, in the digital age, in the globalized age, but no. No, our governments still want to blow people up. In stunning strategy reversal, Pentagon will no longer rule out use of nuclear weapons against non-nuclear threats. So Russia comes out and says, we don't want to use nukes and we will not preemptively use nukes. Again, where are the peace talks? Where are the summits? Where are the leaders sitting down? Russia has said they would sit down in Zelensky for peace talks. Zelensky said, F you. Elon Musk said he would help usher in peace talks with Russia and Ukraine. Zelensky said, F you. And then that story goes on. And so Russia says, we're not going to use nukes preemptively. So what is the U.S.'s response? Well, we will. Wow. So, I mean, you could say this is a moment of Russia lowering its guard, putting its guard down. This is a moment of Russia saying, look, we know we're not having peace talks, but here's our public statement saying we won't use nukes preemptively as a sign to the world that we don't want nuclear war. They haven't made their agenda in Ukraine secret. But they're saying, we don't want nuclear war. So the U.S., instead of saying, this is an opportunity to lower the temperature in the room, this is an opportunity to maybe help avoid a nuclear confrontation or larger escalation of war, and instead the U.S. says, no, this is an opportunity for us to look at Russia as weak and threaten them with nukes. Incredible stuff from our evil, satanic government. The White House and the Pentagon. Sick, sick stuff. But the average liberal Democrat voter doesn't want war either. They have a self-preservation mechanism not to get into a nuclear war, despite the overwhelming propaganda in the media that would have you believe most liberals want war. That's not true. There are obviously the radical left that will just support any state propaganda that's shoved down their throats at this point. They're in total brainwashing Stockholm syndrome. We can't really help them anymore. They're gone. But no, the average liberal Democrat that can still think for themselves doesn't want war. And so now you've had Cortez, you've had Elizabeth Warren, and all of these other liberal Democrats in Congress have their events get shut down by leftist protesters who are against war. Here is the latest example at an Ilhan Omar event where she gets disrupted by protesters, anti-war protesters. Here it is in clip B.
You are supposed to be a progressive Democrat, anti-war. Anti-war. $80 billion to Ukraine is not anti-war.
We are helping Ukraine defend themselves.
Ukraine is killing its own citizens. In the Donbass.
War. We are helping little children like me that have been held.
So I pause it right quick. She claims that they're helping little children like her. First of all, that's not even accurate at all. To act like Ukraine and Somalia are in the same situation is just ridiculous. But, oh, okay, let's pretend like we can take that at face value. Oh, so you mean we're going to take in Ukrainian refugees like yourself who then end up working to destroy the very country that gave them a second shot at life? Just like we took in Ilhan Omar and gave her everything, and now she works to destroy the country that took her in. That's what it's all about to her in Ukraine. Oh, now I get it. Let's bring in other foreigners like Ilhan Omar to come to the United States of America and destroy it. That's because I guess that's a I guess her saying she's anti-war but being pro-destroying America with foreigners is a better stance to take in response to this protester. So, guys, pick it up where we left it off here, and we will finish up the clip. Go ahead.
We are helping little children like me that have been held. Unless you have not been paying attention to what is happening, there are millions of Ukrainians that have been displaced. There are piles of bodies that are being found in mass graves. There are little children whose lives are being lost.
By Zelensky!
Yeah, Zelensky and the Ukrainians are doing all this with our weapons.
But unless you are someone like me that has been that child, you do not get to tell me what my votes mean.
Ah.
How I get to vote in supporting people.
See, and there it is right there. There is the entire psychology for where they're coming from on display here. I'm bigger and better than you, so my opinion matters more than yours. I was a refugee from Somalia, therefore I'm more important than you. My opinion matters more than you, and you don't get to criticize anything I do. Do you see that mentality? It's the same thing. Oh, I'm a gay liberal, so I get to strip naked in front of children and make them grab my genitals. I'm pro-trans kids. I get to chop up little boys and girls and call it gender affirmation care. You bigot. You transphobe. Oh, I'm black. And so you can't criticize anything I do because I'm a victim here. I'm black. This is the psychology of the left. This is why they have the victim economy. This is why they want to have the victim totem pole, putting you at the bottom of it, and they perched on top of you. You can't criticize them. They're bigger victims than you. So imagine. So the protester says, you said you were anti-war. You have funded the war in Ukraine. That's not anti-war. And then Ilhan Omar says, because I was a little girl in a war-torn nation, you can't criticize me or anything I do. But then the protester, obviously more informed than she is, says, you do understand that that's Ukraine and Zelensky bombing Ukrainians in Donbas. That's not Russia. And she just goes on to say, you can't criticize me. I'm a Somali refugee. And then she says that they're not anti-war protesters, even though that's exactly what they are. So imagine, this is the clown world of it. You go to a Democrat event as an anti-war protester because you're anti-war and the Democrats are getting us into a war with Russia. And you say, I'm going to make a disturbance here because I'm anti-war and I don't like what the Democrats representing me are doing. And then they say, how dare you? You're not anti-war. That's how fast reality comes at you. That's how fast it comes at you now. And I would imagine this trend is going to continue. Now, the major push ahead of midterms here, Biden's student loan forgiveness has been a disaster. I think they fired it off too early. Nobody's getting the student loan forgiveness. People are complaining. They're saying Biden lied about it. And it's just illegal to do it. It's not holding up in the courts. And so the Biden administration came out today and said, Biden predicts student loan forgiveness checks will go out within 2 weeks. Oh, just before midterms. I got news for you, liberals. They're lying. You're not going to get that student debt relief. Biden lied to you. The Democrats lied to you. They can't even legally do it. They tried to buy your vote, and they assume you're stupid enough to fall for it, even though you won't get the money. Hey, I'm going to give you $200 to vote Democrat. Oh, okay. Weeks go by. Hey, where's my $200? It's coming. Tomorrow's the midterm. Where's my $200? Don't worry, it's coming. No, it's never coming. But that's okay, because Biden apparently is driving cars with Jay Leno. Biden pushes Corvette to 118 miles per hour in drag race against Colin Powell's son, so he's having fun. He can drive the gas-powered car. Vice President Harris announces $1 billion for electric school buses in all 50 states. That's a nice little flower for her. It's not going to solve climate change, but she...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The Pelosi mansion, the Pelosi estate, it's gigantic, it's huge, because they're rich. And Paul Pelosi was home and was attacked with a hammer and sent to the emergency room. And now more is developing as far as the details in this story are concerned. They're claiming that the assailant, the home invader, was shouting, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" and went in the house looking for Nancy Pelosi. And of course, this is the Democrat angle of, were the victims here? See, MAGA extremists are trying to have us killed. Now, before I get into the questions as far as that story is concerned, should we not look at the obvious here? Democrats have been engaged in domestic terrorism for my entire life. I don't like to say I'm a victim, because these people only come at me because I'm a freedom fighter. But no, I mean, I could sit here and I could show the dozens of death threats that I get. I could show I've had two incidents where leftist terrorists have come to my private residence. It's happened twice in my life. And I could get into all that. And it's not just me. It's probably a lot of you in the audience. We've had dozens of GOP headquarters firebombed, non-abortion support centers for women, pro-life centers for women, firebombed. I mean, do we even have to get into all the Democrat terrorism of 2020? Do we have to get into the CHAZ and the CHOP? Do we have to get into Democrats and liberals trying to burn federal buildings, burn police stations? We all remember all of that. They just sent an assassin to try to kill Justice Kavanaugh. They sent an assassin to the Republican baseball practice to try to engage in a mass shooting of Republicans, shot Steve Scalise and others. They've tried to attack and kill Rand Paul multiple times. So, I mean, if you want to look at a rap sheet, let's say you decide to take this story at the face value that a conservative went to hunt down Nancy Pelosi in her home with a hammer shouting, "Where is Nancy?" So, okay, let's take a look at a rap sheet. The Democrat domestic terror rap sheet is about 10 million pages long, from the KKK to the Weather Underground to Antifa and BLM, and to just their random supporters going out to assassinate Republicans. Their rap sheet is about 10 million pages long. The conservative rap sheet of violence is a page, one page. So I'm not going to sit here and get gaslit by the Democrats crying victim. If it's even true that a crazed conservative went into the house of the Pelosi's to try to harm Nancy Pelosi with a hammer, which I don't even believe that. But let's say I take that at face value. We condemn that. We don't promote violence. We're not violent people. That's not what we do. I fully condemn someone going into Nancy Pelosi's house with a hammer to try to do her harm. Fully condemn it. Now, you'll never see that action out of Democrat liberals. They never condemn their terrorism because at the end of the day, they support it. They cheer it on. They bail out the terrorists like Kamala Harris did. But okay, at face value, I think all conservatives will condone violence being done to the Pelosi in the name of politics. I don't think a conservative will have any problem with those words coming out of their mouth today, even if most of us don't even believe that that's the truth. But okay, there you go. Democrat domestic terror rap sheet, thousands of pages long. And, of course, the conservative rap sheet, a single page. But we condone that. Fine. But, oh, see what they did on January 6th? They got all the conservatives, all the Republicans to condone that. Now that looks like it was actually a Fed surrection. But I'll have more on that coming up. Back to the story last night. So others are mentioning this is not the first time there's been a security breach in the Pelosi neighborhood. Even Harmeet Dillon, a lawyer who has experience with this story and specific knowledge on it, is saying, how could this be possible? The neighborhood the Pelosi's are in is extremely secure. It's a bunch of millionaires that live there. The house that the Pelosi's live in is secure in its own right with a private gated fence and security cameras and security. So how does a lone hammer man get through all of that security undetected into the Pelosi home undetected? Not only that, but we have no videos or images of the individual. None. Now, let's recall, just earlier this week, Katie Hobbs' campaign blamed a break-in at her campaign headquarters on Carrie Lake supporters. Then, when the image came out of the criminal and the investigation was launched into the criminal, all of a sudden, Katie Hobbs' campaign quit blaming it on Carrie Lake. All of a sudden, Katie Hobbs' campaign stopped talking about that. Huh. I wonder why that would be. Obviously, they lied and they knew it wasn't a member of Carrie Lake's supporting voters. And it was either a random act of criminality or even they false flagged themselves to blame Lake in their desperation. Either way, they got wildly silent after screaming as loudly as they can, "Look at what Carrie Lake did to us. She sent a terrorist into our campaign headquarters." Then the Lake campaign denied it, shared the image of the individual, said it's under investigation, and all of a sudden the Hobbs campaign, crickets. So what's the real story with the Nancy Pelosi break-in? I would say, well, look at how much crime there is in California. Look at how much crime there is in San Francisco. Are you really surprised? A break-in at your house is almost an odds-on favorite these days, even if you are Nancy Pelosi. But no, if it was a conservative crazy that went in there looking for Nancy Pelosi, we condemn it. That is bad. We hope that the investigation bears fruit and the criminal is brought to justice. But I'm sorry that I can't sit here and believe that at face value. No, I can't. We know Democrats do false flags against themselves. We know that the hate crime hoax is a massive phenomenon. In fact, there was a book that just came out. I'm looking forward to reading this book. I forget the gentleman's name. He was on Fox News last night. It was Ridley something, who just wrote a book about hate crime hoaxes. An entire book. I mean, folks, we have dozens on record of hate crime hoaxes. And it's always the same side doing it. The left. From Jussie Smollett to the Boston Children's Hospital fake bomber, where they write stories calling me a conspiracy theorist because I accurately cover the news when it was mainstream news that was a hoax. But so what is the real story with the Pelosi break-in? Who knows if we'll ever know the truth, but at the time, they're trying to blame Trump. They're trying to blame conservatives, saying, look, conservatives are violent. They came into my house. But, of course, the real story would be, okay, so if that's bad, so if somebody breaking into Pelosi's house to do harm to the Pelosi's is bad, and it is, then what do you call all of the domestic terrorism from the Democrat Party for my entire life? Hell on earth? Well, let's just take a look at what goes on in these Democrat cities. 7-year-old boy hit and killed by stray bullet in his Chicago home. Gun-free zone, by the way. Gun-free zone, Chicago. 7-year-old boy killed by stray bullet. Gun-free zone. New York police reveals 25 victims who have been shoved in front of subway cars so far this year. With 2 months to go, 2 victims killed, 20 narrowly avoided death. Was that white supremacists doing that? No. Woman, 18 years old, stabbed and hit by stranger on Brooklyn Street. Woman, just standing on the street corner, guy just randomly comes up, stabs her, walks away. Is that white supremacy? No. Youth, who stabbed home intruder, jailed for 3.5 years. Now, this is actually a wild story out of Ireland. An individual breaks into his home. The young man stabs and kills the intruder. He gets 3.5 years. So in America, if you're a criminal who stabs somebody in the streets, you get released from jail the next day. In Ireland, you stab somebody that invades your house, you get 3.5 years in jail. Crazy. Back to America, though. Slain landlord found in freezer, called police many times on tenant. Now, why would a person of color renting from a white woman decide that she doesn't have to pay rent, and when the white woman demands that she pay rent, she decides to chop her up and put her in a freezer? Why would that be? Who would have given her that idea? Guys, please pull up the New York Post story for me so we can get a look at this. Tenant Sandra Kolalu, 36, has been charged with murder of Francis Walker, 69, who was found in a freezer in her north side home after a resident of the building chopped her up and put her in a freezer because she didn't want to pay rent. And after all, she's a minority, so she shouldn't have to pay rent. And if you make her pay rent as a white person, you should get murdered. Who would have given her that idea? Not the peace-loving Democrat.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny.